Good morning. This is Ian Hoyer with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Valentine's Day, Friday, February 14th at 7:15 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by our Valentines, Layla, Nina, Amy, and Allison. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. Last night, winds picked up with gusts of 30 to 60 miles an hour out of the south and west. These strong and gusty winds will continue today as the cold front passes through. Temperatures are in the teens to mid-20s and will stay fairly constant through the day under mostly cloudy skies. There is no new snow this morning. Periods of snowfall today will leave 1 to 2 inches by this afternoon and 2 to 4 inches by tomorrow morning. Strong winds and plenty of soft snow available for transport have created fresh wind drifts. These drifts can break several feet deep with the weight of skiers or riders today. Watch out for these drifts near ridgelines and cross-loaded gullies and downwind of tree islands. Steer clear of these drifts to avoid getting surprised by a slide. If you feel the snow stiffening under your feet or see cracks shooting out in front of your skis or sled, you found one of these potentially dangerous drifts. Stop, reevaluate, and then move to a less wind-affected slope. Larger, deeper avalanches also remain possible on weak layers near the ground. Yesterday, a snowmobiler triggered a slide on a small slope near Buckridge, completely burying his snowmobile while he luckily stayed on top. The debris piled up 12 to 15 feet deep in a creek drainage. On Wednesday, skiers on Garnet Mountain triggered two avalanches that broke up to 4 feet deep on the weak, faceted snow at the ground. These slides were triggered from a thin area 15 feet away on slightly lower angled terrain. Over the last 2 days, I covered a lot of ground riding near Cook City and only saw evidence of one avalanche that broke last weekend. This fits with reports we've gotten from around the region and makes me cautiously optimistic about the snowpack. As we get further out from the last storm, it's becoming less likely that you trigger a deeper avalanche. However, the handful of recent slides demonstrates that the possibility is still out there. Good travel practices remain key. Always ride with a partner, only expose one person at a time to steep slopes, and always carry rescue gear, your beacon, shovel, and probe. Tilt the odds in your favor by avoiding freshly wind-drifted slopes and staying away from thin areas that are likely triggering spots. The avalanche danger is moderate today across our forecast area. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form on our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 406-587-6984.